Hi, this is a His Beloved Catholic podcast. We are so glad you're with us. We have a heart for drawing people, you, into the heart of the Father and His deep, immense love over you.
So we are two best friends who live across the street, and we have this podcast because we feel like the Lord is calling us, this entire Catholic Church, to revival. So you are here for our Advent series, and this is on the names of Jesus. And we just felt the Lord saying He wants to draw into deep intimacy during Advent so that on Christmas morning, you can run into His arms, knowing Him deeply, knowing His heart for you, getting rid of pain and shame and heartache, receiving healing and freedom from chains, and just get to celebrate the Christmas season with Him. Mm-hmm. We are so excited that you are here. There is a study that goes along with this. If you would like to purchase it, it's on our website, hisbelovedoftexas.com, and you can find that in the show notes. But more than anything, we just want you to let the Lord speak His love over you today.
Yeah. Come along for the ride.
Hello, friends. Welcome to our very first activation for our new Advent series. We're so excited you're here. So hopefully you have already read the intro from our little guide that teaches you how to hear the voice of God. What does He sound like? Because you're going to need that to go into this activation. So remember, an activation is a time where the Lord just gets to speak to your heart. So you ask Him questions, you wait for His answer. So when you're listening to these activations, feel free to pause. We're not going to give you, 5 minutes between each question, but if you want 5 minutes, push pause and then push play again when you're ready. So just listen for what He's putting on your hearts. Do you feel something stirring? Is there an image that popped into your mind? If there is, go with it and follow it. I think it's a good idea also to start by praying that expectancy prayer anytime you feel like you need it. And you can do that over and over. You can pray that between, at the beginning of every activation. You can pray that at the beginning of every time you sit down to journal, because the more expectant you are to hear His voice, the more you're going to hear Him. All right. Let's start by praying that expectancy prayer. Lord, I know You want to reach my heart. I matter to You. This relationship that we have together matters to You. Help me, Lord, to block out distractions and focus in on Your heart as I pray with You each day. I am expectant, Lord, that You will speak to me today and every day. I am expectant that as I pray, I will grow to learn the sound of Your voice, the movement of Your Spirit in my heart, and Your great love for me. I am ready, Lord. December 3rd, the Secret Place Activation. It is finally Advent, friend. Do you feel an excitement stirring as we wait for the coming of our King? Let's spend the next 19 days drawing close to the heart of God so that we know Him even deeper on Christmas morning when our King arrives. During this study, you will have ample time to sit with Jesus and draw near to His heart. Are you accustomed to encountering Jesus in this way? Do you already know how to access His love, turn to His heart to ask Him a question, and wait to hear His response? If so, fantastic. You are in the right place. If not, I'm thrilled for you because you are about to encounter Him in a way that you never have before. The Lord has exciting things in store for you. Throughout this book, we will have days with activations. Activations are imaginative prayer exercises where the Lord comes and speaks to our hearts using our senses. It is a way to put into practice what we have been learning and growing with in Scripture. We will start with an activation of finding your secret place with Jesus. This activation will help you know how and where to find Jesus when you are praying with Him in the future. Find a quiet place and position of prayer that is comfortable to you. Open your hands in a gesture of receiving what God has for you. Close your eyes and imagine yourself walking and talking to Jesus. Begin to have a conversation with Him. As you start to talk to Jesus, visualize His face as He listens to you. What does He look like? What do His eyes look like? Do you notice anything about the way your heart or body feels near Him? Where are you walking with Jesus? Is he in front of you, beside you, or behind you? Is he holding your hand? Talk to Jesus. Tell him anything you're bringing into this study. Any worries or fears that you are carrying, any excitements or joys, how you want to meet him and grow in intimacy with him. Ask him, is there anything you desire for me to experience during this study? And wait for his response. A thought or feeling might pop into your head. Write that down. After you have this conversation with Jesus, look around him in your visualization. What do you see? Where is Jesus? Are there rocks, trees, clouds? Are you in a church, near the beach? This is your secret place with Jesus. You can go back to this place at any time. Thank Jesus for anything that he spoke to you and for his presence here with you today. The more we acknowledge and receive Jesus speaking into our lives, the more we will hear him in the future. Write down everything that happened. If you enjoy art, you might want to sketch or paint the scene that you saw in your mind.